Hey, what's up? This is Overslept with Chris Laker. It is 11:04. Woke up a few minutes ago, and here we are. So, first up, I just got this tweet. Well, it was from 2 hours ago, but I just got it because I just woke up. From at Zarwek, Z-A-R-W-E-K. Follow him. Says, I wear Oakley sunglasses because they cover my whole eye and more. I work in a sand mine and it gets bright even with no sun. Well, I'm an asshole. Because if you don't listen to every single episode, and you shouldn't. Every day, that's a bit much. That's my fucking stupidness. Anyway, but if you do... If you don't, you don't know that I said I got angry because a guy sitting next to me on the plane took the armrest when I was in the middle seat and he was in the aisle, and he was wearing Oakley sunglasses, and it made me think about all the douches that I've encountered in my life that wore Oakley sunglasses, and that's a stupid thing to kind of connect people with. You know, a brand of sunglasses, the brand of sunglasses did nothing wrong, and look. Zarwek fucking works in a sand mine, which is like one of the more badass things I've heard about. That sounds like a badass job. I don't know. He loves his Oakley sunglasses. Well, I don't know if he loves them, but he needs them. And man, I'm just intrigued by this sand mine job. I want to know more about this, Zarwek. I mean, what are you doing? Are you, what's in the sand mine? Just sand? Because the sand is everywhere. Like, we need to go underground to get it? And, you know, for whatever, sandbags, sandboxes, whatever things that require sand. I'd imagine some of those stress balls, they seem to have some kind of sand in there. I don't know, but again, I'm probably very stupid about this, and there's probably some huge industrial use for sand that I don't know about. Probably putting some out or something. I was being silly with the sandbox and the sandbag kind of thing, but I still don't understand. I still don't know why you would. I'm just curious. What's it like under there? What are we doing with that sand that you're mining? I'm sure it's important. So Zarwek. You can, if you want to, you can email me, chris@chrislaker.com, and I would love to find out more about that. Oh, that reminds me. Rob from Brighton did, he wrote me an email, and I don't think I read it, because I was going back to, this is probably... Oh, episode 4. He even references it here. This is episode... We're on episode 9, I want to say. You're right about things over here. The accent means nothing. I said how... Rob lives in Brighton, England, and I was talking about British people thinking that they... you know, we think they're smarter because they have accents. Not a new observation, but... There's a bunch of hillbillies over there, you know, stupid people and stuff. Just like in any country, there's a bunch of stupid people. Most people are, you know, everybody listening to this podcast is pretty cool, but, you know, there's dumb people out there. And we, in America, I think we think of dumb people as a certain thing, and then you meet British people, and even when they have an accent, you're like, oh, this guy's got to know something, but... Or even if, like, you go to France, right? Who thinks of, like, French hillbillies? But there's got to be some. So, anyway, so you're right about things over here. The accent means nothing. Although, to be fair, I live in the most liberal town in the UK. So LGBT folk can walk around hand in hand and get on with their lives with no problem. At least as far as I've seen, the rest of the country probably no different than the U.S., though. Because I was talking about bathroom laws and stuff because I was going to North Carolina, and there's some talk of the new administration rolling back some protections for transgender people, and things like that. So, and as for some people, though, Brexit was proof that racism is right. The liberals are going crazy as they are in the U.S. Yes, we are. But unlike the U.S., aren't really doing anything effective about it. Well, we'll see how effective it is. You have a better constitution. Thank you. So already the really crazy Trump stuff is being challenged and shot down in the courts. I don't know if it would or could be that way over here. All right. Keep doing what you're doing. Okay, Rob, I will. Thank you for that email. I meant to bring it up a while ago, and I did not. Because I start recording and I forget. But I love hearing from everybody. Email me, tweet, all that stuff. And I'm going to start, because there's only a few people that have been, you know, a few people that tweeted and have emailed me and stuff. So I'm gonna start making a list of those people, and it'll be I want to have like just like because right now we're a small number, and I want to just build a list of those people and make those kind of going forward in life in my career. Those would be a special group of people. I don't know what because I but so if you want to get in on that, you know, say what up, because I think that the first 100 people that listen to this show, if this show keeps going and then there's some sort of like any kind of whatever premium, you know, that's not what I'm going for right out the gate, believe me. I'm going to take a while, but and it'll probably just be like a Patreon, like pay what you— there'll be a Patreon thing. Pay what you want. You never have to pay. You can always listen to like every show, no matter what. But if there's like a thing, they'll be like, "Hey, you like the show? $1, $2 a month, something like that," or depending on things like. But you guys, in the beginning, I think you're whatever those. If there's like some kind of special like event or anything that I do, I want to have you guys there. Maybe I'll put something on my website, like a sign up on my website. I'm thinking about it. We have time. We're not going to blow up to like a million listeners tomorrow, probably. It's Valentine's Day. Happy Valentine's Day, everybody. You know, I don't have any plans to go out or anything like that, but I guess I should do something. Jacqueline right now is asleep, and I think she actually told me what she wants. She wanted me to make her a card, but like usually when I make her a card, I take a piece of blank paper out of the printer, and I draw on it. I draw a picture of the cats and me, like stick figure kind of shit, and she usually goes for that pretty good. But she even said that don't just make it look out of printer paper. So I guess I got to go to like an arts and crafts store today and make something. I think that'll be something I do later. That's nice of me. You know, I always was shitty about Valentine's Day. I just think it's stupid. But you know, in the winter, it's like after you get past the holidays, it really sucks. And it's like, oh, if you actually look forward to Valentine's Day, it's kind of— it makes the winter maybe a little bit better, I'm thinking. But, you know, it's like then if you're single, it's depressing. You know? I don't know. It is kind of shitty to make. But I guess it's also, if you're single, it's a good opportunity to find somebody else who's single. Because it's like you're both maybe feeling a little alone. Other single people might be feeling also. I never felt lonely on Valentine's Day. Maybe like in high school or something, because I never had a girlfriend in high school, and then it really points that out to you and you really feel like shit. But as an adult, I never felt bad about it. But I think maybe some people do, and if you're single, today is probably a good day to be like, hey, what you doing? And you could probably maybe make some headway with somebody. You know, I think they would enjoy attention today. You know, even if they, I think it's not a bad plan. I'm sure it's a. I'm sure that's like a one of those pickup artist tactics. You know, those guys that like to manipulate women. They're, you know, there's no buddy. There's no women that do that. I don't think. I don't think there's any. First of all, I don't think there's even any. I think that's a heterosexual man thing to do. I think this might be. I don't think this is like the Oakley sunglasses where I'm just judging a group of people. I think that's a heterosexual man thing to do, that pickup artist thing. I don't think gay dudes do it. I don't think they need to do it. I don't think, and women, I doubt, think about it, you know? So I wonder if lesbian women, I doubt it either. I don't think they do it. I think that's like that weird pickup artist, like, I'm going to fucking try to hypnotize. They try all sorts of weird techniques. It's fucking, if any of you guys are, like, in that, if there's any people in that kind of world, that community, that online community, you're about that pickup PUA life, and I got it wrong, you can let me know. I just say things. I had it wrong about Oakley sunglasses. You know, you know what I think is, I don't think that you can find a racist who is concerned about the environment. I think that's weird. You think that those two things should be independent, but I don't. Okay, you could probably find somebody, one of these environmentalists, that has some views. They might be kind of I guess you might. I guess there's got to be. But you don't really. You don't really hear. There's not like a big contingent of them. I guess. Well, racists don't call themselves racists, but you know something. Like, why wouldn't the Ku Klux Klan, let's just say the KKK, we can all agree that they're racist, right? Why would they also not be concerned about global warming? I don't know. I think I would. Even if I, what's that have to, why, you could be, they don't want to show up at Earth Day. KKK. Oh, this year at Earth Day, I think, is that supposed to be the Science March. Ooh. Well, let me just check the news real quick. They're still worried about that dam in California, and I'm worried about that too. Trump stuff, of course. Flynn resigned. Russian stuff, not going to get on it. Are you a Netflix cheater? Oh, well, I pay for my Netflix, but I don't pay for HBO, so I'm no better than those people. I don't know. More sneaking. Oh no, what's this? Put it, Netflix study says there is a new kind of cheating on the rise. More of a sneaking away from our partners to watch that thing we promised we'd wait to watch with them. The phenomenon has tripled since 2013, Netflix says. According to the company data, 48% of streaming couples in the U.S. included one partner who cheated on the other. I've done that with shows. Where I've gone ahead and watched, but I don't think I lied about it. You know, I guess this is a fun Valentine's Day CNN.com story. Well, any of you, I don't even want feedback on that. I don't give a shit if you've done it. I thought it was going to be more of a fun story. Ex-SNL star weighs governor run. Oh, let's see. Who used to be on Saturday Night Live that might run for governor? Oh, Joe Piscopo. Oh, my God. He was on Saturday Night Live in the 80s. And he might run for governor of New Jersey. Oh, Jesus Christ. Of course, you know, we have Al Franken, the senator from Saturday Night Live. But Joe Piscopo, it's funny. I was in the car driving to a gig. I don't have a car, but I was in a comedian's car. And he was... I think we were listening to some news radio or something, and Joe Piscopo was on there babbling about his about government, and he didn't sound that informed. But you know, I also am biased, you know, because he was saying conservative shit, and I always find that makes very little sense to me. It doesn't. Not, you know, if not to belittle, you know, I'm not smart. I say that, but I do think I'm pretty fucking smart. But then I'm wrong about shit a lot, so I don't know what that means. I have noticed that, well, the listens of the first, maybe people are behind, and that's cool, and maybe people aren't going to listen to every episode. I'm just noticing that the first like couple episodes, we've had a drop off in listens. Is my point. And maybe, but you know what? It looks like they are catching up. So everybody's maybe a couple days behind. Maybe it's my fault for putting out weekend shows. I'm gonna put out weekend shows though, just because I want to. Well, people ask for them. Maybe the weekend shows need to be shorter so people can kind of, well, because Sundays was shorter and I don't know. I hate when I run out of things to talk about. I got to go to the dentist tomorrow. Shit. I just opened up my calendar to see if there's something to talk about. And I had to go to the dentist. I don't go to the dentist nearly enough. But now I'm on, thanks to Obamacare, this Medicaid expansion, because I made no money last year. And I think even if these guys repeal it, I have it for a year. So good for me. And if I don't have enough money to have insurance a year from now, well, I'm screwed, but I got a year. And right now, that seems like forever, and it'll go by quick. But I got to get famous in the next year. Well, not famous, but I got to be above the. I got to make enough money. I got to make a living, which not the case. I got to go to the dentist tomorrow. That's a bummer. And it's like Medicaid dentist, Medicaid assigned dentist. So it's probably not going to be the best experience. But get those. Get the old teeth clean. That'll feel nice. Man, I avoided going to the dentist for so long that, like, I had to get those deep cleanings. It takes like a month. You have to go back, like they do, like a quarter of your mouth, like every time. And I just never learned. I still wait like 5 years. I think one time I waited 10 years to go to the dentist, and. It's just a mess. So take care of your teeth. That's what the moral of that story that I just used to kill some time. Sorry, I'm sorry about this show. It's not good. I truly believe that. This one is this one you know, it's okay. And it's okay while measuring on the bar of this show, which is very low. It's not okay if you like measuring against the whole universe of podcasts. Or let's just even say, let's take the top 500 podcasts that exist on iTunes. You know, there's a whole, I mean, if you go the whole universe of podcasts, it's probably amazing because there's got to be like a bunch of just nothing garbage. But that's the beauty of podcasts. Yeah, is anybody can do it for now until they get rid of net neutrality or whatever. So that's why it's good to be in on it now. Well, all right. I guess happy Valentine's Day. Thank all of you. Tweet, email, add me on Facebook or what? If you friend request me on Facebook, you know, just mention that you listen to the show. I will add you. No problem. And I guess that's, yeah, happy Valentine's Day. We love you.